On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Just when you thought it might be safe to venture out in your vehicle again, another major road project in Laguna Canyon
it's Carmageddon
begins this week.
What do we call it? Carnino.
Traffic Nino.
Traffic Nino.
Carnino might be better. It's expected to slow traffic even more along an already congested thoroughfare into Laguna. Construction to bury overhead utilities on Laguna Canyon Road begins today. Oh my God, I can't even read this. 10.5 weeks of bulldozers.
It's not a movie. Yeah.
Oh, bulldozers cutting and digging trenches at Big Bend. No.
It's that movie. Remember that movie? 9.5 weeks. Are you too young to remember that movie?
I don't know what that is.
It was a movie with Michelle Pfeiffer where she opens her legs very briefly. And you kind of very briefly, if you pause it, you can very, you've just got to catch. Yeah, it's called 9.5 weeks. This is 10.5 weeks where the canyon opens its legs and we find out what a bunch of we are.
The road work comes on the heels of the sewage pipe replacement project that started in October and closed 3rd Street for nearly 10 weeks. So it was just about that long. And Mayor Dictero said, what we've gone through with 3rd Street is just a disaster.
Good for you, Steve. Thank you for saying
just
that.
A
Thank
disaster.
You for saying what we all thought.
Is this his quote? And this is going to be worse?
Yes, well, I copied and pasted it, bud.
Did he say that?
I don't know. I copied and pasted it.
This is horrifying.
Well, he's horrified by it.
Traffic will continue to travel in both directions.
Yeah, okay.
But outbound vehicles will be redirected to the center turn lane. So the inbound lane. You have to get on the 73 and then off of it again.
Yeah.
Pay the toll
both ways.
Then you can go.
Yeah.
The inbound lane on Laguna Canyon Road will remain unimpeded except for 1 week when only one lane will be open. Oh my God, that's going to be a horrifying week. If traffic congestion proves insurmountable, the council directed the city to go to Plan B and have crews work at night. Yeah.
No.
To expedite the process.
Right.
Why don't they just do that as Plan A?
You know, thank you, Steve Dictero, because you just, honestly, it just reflects the frustration of the rest of us. I mean, you and I, Ty, we don't travel on 3rd Street every day.
No, fortunately.
At the wrong time of day. And I've found ways to get around it. I've gone down, I live in Aliso Viejo, but I've gone south on Crown Valley. I mean,
just
south
to get
on
into,
PCH
just to get
and, then,
yeah.
and then east on Crown Valley, just to get around it and pay the toll every day.
Right.
And blah, blah. But, you know, if you have to get your kids from school at that time, there's no way around it. And 3rd Street Hill has been a disaster for people. It has.
Well, this is going to affect you in a huge way, this canyon thing.
The Big Bend thing.
Well, inbound isn't too bad.
Isn't too bad,
that's,
no.
When you drive to work anyway, there's no traffic. So.
Right, at that time of the morning.
Yeah.
And anyway, they're not going to start work till 9 a.m., they're saying. And they're going to stop work at 3 p.m.
Okay, all right. Well, that's a little bit understandable. 6-hour
day. Who gets a 6-hour day? I want a job on that site.
Just a construction. It's so funny. On Friday, while I was going by 3rd Street, and we'll talk about it a lot today, I was driving there, and I parked really far away because I had to go to a business that was right at the bottom of 3rd Street. So I parked blocks away.
Yeah.
And then I walked to the hill, and I was going to walk down it, and it was like 2:30, and I saw the construction guys, and they were moving the signs. And I was like, are you guys done? They're like, yeah, it's Friday, man. I was like, no. You get back to work.
Get your shovel. What's wrong with you?
Finish this job.
Wouldn't it be funny if you had gone there and had a look at it and there was an archaeological dig? That'd have been funny, wouldn't it? There's actually a tent there.
It would have been great. Why don't we close the news and then we'll come back and talk about that in a minute. Unless you want to do the Panamanian Bank. It's too much for me right now.
let's move on. Let's play some music.
We'll tell you about our April Fool's joke if you missed it that we did on Friday. And we'll tell you what happened after we said 3rd Street Hill was now the site of an Indian burial ground. Keeps is this band with I Don't Mind.